Cirque du Soleil has come a long way since its founding by two French-Canadian street performers back in the 1980s. It translates to Circus of the Sun and is now dubbed the largest theatrical producer in the world. Its 28 shows entertain huge crowds in huge arenas and big tents. One arena show currently on tour is called Corteo. Gymnasts who catapult each other high up into the air, sometimes missing a landing in warm-up.
Oh! Sorry.
No one was hurt. There was also coaching for an acrobat who balances dangling from a freestanding straight ladder.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
I almost got scared. Good.
And the clinking of a large glass chandelier that aerialist Sante Fortunato is suspended from high above the stage. She stopped by our studios to talk about life in the circus.
So I'm in two acrobatic acts. I do an aerial chandelier act with three other girls. And then I also do a hula hoop solo act with some handstands and contortion, as well as other cues and character work throughout the show.
And when you say aerial chandelier act, what does that mean?
So it's literally three big chandeliers that are really beautiful, that look like great chandeliers, and we're doing aerial acrobatics on those chandeliers.
How did you start doing that?
I did aerial hoop at the National Circus School of Montreal, along with hula hoops and contortion. And then I started working like for different companies all around the world. And then I started with Cirque. The job opportunity was to work on an aerial chandelier, which I had never done before. If you're an aerialist and you do like dance trapeze or aerial hoop, you can learn how to do aerials on a chandelier.
Okay. And so you went to circus school, but where did you get this bug inside of you that says, I want to do this?
I honestly just had a lot of fun. I grew up doing dance for 10 years, and I did rhythmic gymnastics for 5 years. And then I heard about a circus college in Montreal. And then I applied and got in, and I didn't really know much about it. I just live life in the moment, and I enjoyed what I was doing at the moment, and I still enjoy what I'm doing today.
So I've seen a number of Cirque du Soleil shows in my life, and I am always wondering, how are the acrobats not afraid when they're doing what they're doing? So do you get afraid? Do you get scared?
Now, no.
Not at all?
Not at all, but I did. It is something that that I learned in a way, because I never did aerial work doing dance, obviously, and so as a kid. And when I first got into circus school, I was afraid of heights.
Really?
Yes. I would just practice tricks at a low height, and then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, I feel comfortable. And then, like, the coach brings you a little higher. Oh, this feels fine. And then a little higher. And then you trust yourself, and then...
Have you ever fallen?
Never.
Never?
No.
Wow. But have you seen other people fall?
Never. But I've heard.
You've heard about it.
I've heard about it. And one of the girls that I work with, because in the chandelier act were four artists, one of the girls did fall from very high, and she broke her arm.
Wow. And is Cirque du Soleil sort of the top in your profession, or are there places you can go that are even higher up,
so to speak? For me, I think it's the top.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, corteo is an Italian word meaning cortege or procession. A clown watches his own funeral taking place. It's partly inspired by a Fellini film. And you represent a past lover. So you're acting as well as navigating all this.
Yes.
You have to act.
Yes. It's not all just about tricks. That wouldn't be a show.
What's the challenge for you in acting while you're trying to also do all these other things?
For me, I don't feel like it's challenging. I think it makes it more enjoyable, if anything, to be able to express yourself and do something difficult. I guess challenging when it is in your acrobatic act, there are some moments that are a little bit more difficult than other moments. And those moments, you need to find that that balance between focus and also still being in character, that sometimes is probably the most challenging part. But otherwise, having an emotion and a direction and a character where you're going makes everything even just more enjoyable and more fun and in a way easier, I would say.
You also perform with multiple hula hoops, as you said.
Yes.
Describe what that's like. Is that the easy part of the show for you?
No, that's probably the hardest part of the show. So that for me, well, a lot of people are like, oh, aren't you stressed from being in the air? But that for me is more relaxing. Hula hoops, because I have a lot of hoops, and if I do something slightly wrong, I will drop the hoops, and I don't want to drop. And so I need to be super focused and super on point. And sometimes I'm standing on one leg and spinning seven hoops, different parts of my body. So if I lose my balance a bit, then it's not only I lose my balance and I fall, I also will throw seven hoops in the air, which I don't want to do. So that's challenging but fun at the same time.
Do you ever have the opportunity to look in somebody's eyes in the audience and see how they're reacting to what you're doing?
Yes, I do. In my hula hoop app, because I am on the ground, so I can like see the people.
Mm-hmm. You're at their level.
Yeah. Because I do some contortion moves. I feel like I saw a woman once be like, wow. And like, could just see like the sincerity in her expressions. Or I even just other moments in the show where it's more just like character work, not an acrobatic act. And you really get to look into the audience and see just a little kid be super happy and like, mm-hmm. like just so engaged. And that's really rewarding. And you can see them almost like dreaming and with you and just being inspired. And that's definitely an awesome thing to be able to do.
How long have you been at Cirque du Soleil?
About 2 years now.
2 years. And how long do you want to stay? Or how long can you stay? Do people stay into their old age in a job like this? Or do you get to a certain point where it's just not physically possible to do it anymore?
I think everyone's different. Mm-hmm. I feel that it's more the lifestyle that gets hard, in my opinion, of like always being on the road and stuff, than it actually like physically not being possible. I know some acrobats, I think in some Cirque shows in Vegas, where that lifestyle is like they live in Vegas, so they have like somewhat of a normal life. But I feel like I know some really good acrobats that they're like in their 50s and they're still awesome. Like,
how long do you want to do it?
I don't know, maybe like another 5 years, mm-hmm. but who knows?
What do you think it is about the acrobatics that you do and Cirque du Soleil in general that captures the attention of so many people in this country and in other countries, but in the United States right now? Why do we want to see what you do?
I think because it is acrobatically amazing, and it is also like emotionally amazing. It is artistic. There's so much that's put into the costumes, into the makeup. There's so much artistry, not just in acrobatics, like in makeup, in theater, in set making, in every single detail. Like we also don't just, when we're in Montreal, we don't just rehearse our acrobatics. We have acting classes. We have improv classes. There's sometimes they make you do movement classes or all kinds of things. So it's just the combination of many art forms together to make circus even more wow and emotionally and physically.
That is Sante Fortunato, who is a Cirque du Soleil performer in Corteo, which is touring the country right now. She performs an aerial chandelier act and performs with hula hoops. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
And you can find out more details about Corteo at hereandnow.org.